Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so the big news yesterday, Framber Valdez, he's got a problem with his arm. He was scratched late in the day. He had, according to Chandler Rome, the great Rome, Framber Valdez felt soreness in the top of his left elbow after playing catch. He's in Houston seeing team doctors, so he flew back to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Both Joe Espada and Dana Brown downplayed any concern. Okay, we've heard that before.
No kidding.
They noted that the team did not put him on the IL. Well, yeah, you got to see the doctor before you put him on the IL.
Yeah.
And they still won't hear what doctors say until likely today. So, Framber Valdez, arm soreness. Forgive me for anticipating the worst here.
You should. No, you should.
Forgive me for this. I've just been through this so many times. The next time that something happens where an Astros pitcher is experiencing arm soreness and they end up being okay and there's nothing to see here, will be the first time in a long time. I can't even remember the last time that was like just a minor thing. I can't mm-hmm. remember that.
Yes.
The other thing is this with Framber. We approach this season, and we've been having this conversation for a while about, is this guy an ace? And there's been talk about the mental makeup. I know he was seeing a sports psychologist last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an up and down ride with Framber Valdez. Some really good highs, some really bad lows. And now you sprinkle in arm discomfort. And forgive me for just anticipating the worst. And even if he gets back out there, the hope of this element being added in and him getting to the point where we had hoped that he would get this year and really last year and perhaps even the year before, I just don't see it. So I'm kind of just dismissing it and lowering my expectations for Framber Valdez. I'm not even going to entertain that. Is he going to become an ace? My question now is, how much are we going to see from Framber Valdez, and how much is this going to impact this season? Because I'm anticipating the very worst.
No, I think that's the reasonable thing to do. And normally, you know me, I'm the guy that is always like, guys, you got to listen to the baseball code. When they say forearm soreness, it's the elbow. But this was the elbow, which means it's generally even worse than that. I'm going to temper mine just a little bit. First of all, he's going on the IL. He's going to go on the IL, in my opinion.
Dude, he got on a plane and went home, man.
Yeah, at least 15 day, right? Like, he's, you know, they're not going to take any chances with a commodity as valuable as him and something as important as his elbow. So he's going on the IL, I firmly believe. However, I'm tempering it just a little bit.
Are you?
Yes. For two reasons. They actually said elbow. They actually said, which could be, according to Nick Saval, this guy that I follow, that it is a Major League Baseball injury orthopedist or whatever. He's
a what?
He's an orthopedist for Major League Baseball, former, something like that.
What does that mean?
So he knows these things. And he said the fact that it was out lateral, outside, means that it could be less severe. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take your word for that. And the fact that they said elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally there was like forearm soreness. Okay, he's going to have Tommy John. You know, that's generally what that means. So maybe they're actually being a little more transparent this time and a little more confident that it's something that can be dealt with, I hope.
Yeah.
But your take is the reasonable one.
But how does he deal with it? You know, that's the thing. There's already something that he had to attack
that's
upstairs.
Huge.
He's been open about.
That's huge.
And now you're factoring in that you had a big start against a division rival.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming off a really good start. I'm assuming that you want to go out there and pitch. I know he's a competitive guy.
Yeah.
And you get on a plane, you fly home, you're getting an MRI or whatever the hell they're going to do, and I'm just supposed to say, oh, well, he'll be back to normal next week.
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah. No, he won't be back next week. That I can almost assure you.
Yeah, so I anticipate the worst. So my fear factor when it comes to Framber Valdez is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or not?
That's fair.
Now, is this good fear? John Lopez was looking at the Texans, who are being thrown out there as potentially the biggest threat to the Chiefs. A lot of excitement around here. But John Lopez has fear of a certain team. And it's kind of wild because about 4 months ago, the Texans were facing this team with their playoff hopes on the line. The Indianapolis Colts have been a thorn on the side of the Texans for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
They went toe-to-toe. It was prime time. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Indianapolis driving late to win.
Yep.
Timeout before fourth down. Shane Steichen puts Jonathan Taylor on the sidelines. Calls a perfect play, but there's a drop. Texans end up winning. Texans end up winning the division. Texans go to the playoffs, and it almost seems like, despite it being 4 months ago,
they were dismissed.
The Colts have just been completely dismissed, maybe because of the quiet offseason.
Completely dismissed.
Do you think that we are dismissing Indianapolis a little too easily around here?
This morning, a Georgia beat writer covers the Bulldogs on a daily basis. So clearly she has some pretty good sources. She also writes a little bit for the NFL, some website, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me.
What a resume.
I'll get it. But she's a Georgia beat writer.
What's her name?
Her name is, I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, wow. You're ready here.
I don't have her name. But a Georgia beat writer.
Hey, some Georgia beat writer. We don't have her name.
Yes.
There. Yeah. Lopez bringing it today.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrote that she has heard from Georgia people, which would stand a reason. Her name is, here it is.
There we go.
Not Andrea.
Okay.
Something Kramer. Her name is something Kramer.
Call her Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer. Her name is something Kramer. I can't find her first name.
Wow.
Anyway, she covers the Bulldogs on a daily basis. And a Georgia coach told her that the Colts.
And she writes for who?
Whatever.
Is it a real site or is it?
No, yeah, she covers. Telling you what she is.
I'm just checking.
She covers the Bulldogs on
a
daily
basis.
Name
or something?
Yeah, Kramer.
Who's going to be in charge of the cap? Chris Olsen's job.
Kevin.
Kramer.
Kevin who?
I can't pronounce his last name. He's been there 13 years as Chris's assistant.
And that's official.
He's the guy doing the contracts now.
Yeah, that girl.
Really?
Yeah.
So Kevin.
So Kramer.
Mm-hmm. Kramer reported that the Colts, Georgia coach told her that the Colts were seriously planning on moving up to draft Brock Bowers.
Okay.
All right. And it got me to thinking. And this is why we're
Kramer
here.
Don't miss, right?
Kramer doesn't miss.
Yeah.
Are we dismissing the Colts far too easily here?
I think perhaps.
Yes.
I do think perhaps, I think there's a lot of, I think we could be crowning the Texans too early at this point before we see the squad. I think there's a number of things that we could ask. Like if the Colts catch that pass, are people as excited about the Texans? I think there's a level of excitement, but did the fact that you got to play the Browns and win the playoff game, did that help you?
Yes.
So in other words, and you can take it a step further, if the Jags don't fall to the Titans, then the Jags win the division and the Texans have to go to Buffalo, mm-hmm. and they have to play on Tuesday or whatever it is. So perhaps we're overreacting to the game of inches. I will say, though, like on paper, and games aren't won on paper, the Texans have improved their football team significantly.
Right.
For what it's worth.
No,
might
I
not be worth much, but for what it's worth, on paper, they've improved their team significantly.
No, they have. But Let's look at that a little deeper. First of all, let's go here. Chris Ballard, their general manager. So they were rumored last year, are they going to move up? Are they going to try to get a quarterback? Are they going to do this or that? And he stayed pat. He stood pat while, you know, Bryce Young went and then C.J. Stroud went. He stayed at number four. And then he said this, quote, everybody automatically stamped that you've got to move up to get it right. I don't know if I agree with that. In fact, I don't. So it's very easy to connect. They loved Anthony Richardson. They wanted Anthony Richardson. They got Anthony Richardson. So it's very, very fair to say what the Texans have is a sure thing in C.J. Stroud. But it's not like Anthony Richardson is not going to work. It's an unknown. Like, is he going to be a stud or is he going to be kind of overhyped?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, I don't know. No one knows because it's really just an unknown. But Ballard was in on him. And then you have Shane Steichen, who we both like a lot and respect a lot. He's done a lot with that offense. So that while the Texans are adding Stephon Diggs, and they were that close to being where the Texans were last year, with Gardner Minshew, mind you, all due respect, like Michael Pittman Jr. had 109 catches. That's more than Nico Collins. And Josh Downs was second with 68. That's more than Dalton Schultz. Now they add, you know, maybe Brock Bowers. The Texans added Joe Mixon. Well, they have Jonathan Taylor. I mean, I'm starting to look at this Colts squad and frankly,
they're being very patient.
Just being a little worried.
They're being very patient. I don't know, you know, and it's going to be about the quarterback. We didn't get to see Anthony Richardson all last year, but I am with you. Dismissing the Colts would be a mistake. The only team I'm dismissing, for better or worse, Titans.
Yes.
I'm just dismissing them. Sorry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to have all three of those Coliseum Titans podcast on the
screen. That's right.
10:30.
That's right.
All three of the Coliseum podcasts.
That's
so,
the locker room on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to open up the lines too.
Mm-hmm.
We're
okay.
going to open them up. Look so if you. Texans fans, you can go in on these guys. They want the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They said CJ was Dak Prescott. By the way, I got the information on the previously mentioned Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kelsey Kramer. She works for, she does look like she went to Georgia. Look at that.
Oh, I got a picture of her right here.
Yeah, she looks like a Georgia Bulldog. About Kelsey Kramer, let's see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
You want her bio?
No, just
come on.
Where's she work?
A to Z Sports, man.
Okay.
You want her bio? Come on.
Sure. Give me a bio.
Let's get the bio. You want the bio? You want the bio?
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's get to know Kelsey Kramer.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She joined A to Z Sports in 2023 as an NFL beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles and college football beat writer for the Georgia Bulldogs. Damn, so she's covering beats in Philly and Georgia. Yeah. She must use a lot of gas.
I'm telling you.
Though you can find her chiming in on other teams as well. She is a proud Coastal Carolina alum who has been covering a variety of sports since 2015 with previous stops at ESPN, Fox Sports, and iHeartRadio, Heavy.com, Forbes, and BetUS. When Kelsey is not watching football, she's either reading a book, hanging out with her handsome pup, Mac, or convincing a stranger that Sam's Club sells the world's best hot dog. Now, that's okay. Where she loses credibility.
She lost me at the hot dog.
Costco has the best hot dog, ma'am.
Yeah.
Costco has the best hot dog, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You crazy lady, you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelsey Kramer. She probably doing her thing.
No idea she was going to get this much airtime.
I think you got aggregated. These aggregators are just throwing out random things. I think you got aggregated.
I just showed you her story. That's not aggregating.
Yeah, but I think her story got aggregated. I think that story kind of belongs.
No, I went to
mix.
Her Twitter. It says at Kramer NFL or whatever.
I think
whatever.
That story belongs on the text.
On a text?
Yeah, like at 713-572-4610. I heard the Texans are trading up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
She covers Georgia, and a Georgia coach told her that they've been told the Colts are seriously considering moving up. How is that aggregating?
No, I think, but her quote got aggregated by JP Football.
No, but I saw her tweet.
It got up.
I saw her actual tweet. I didn't see JP Football.
Shout out to Kramer, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kramer. But yeah, I'm with you on the Colts, man. I'm with you on the Colts. I don't think we can dismiss.
They have two receivers that had more catches than the best two receivers on the Texans. They have a head coach that's an offensive-minded head coach that was in the hunt for coach of the year, just like DeMeco Ryans. They have a general manager that said, "Nah, we're good." At number four, and targeted the quarterback that they wanted and have the quarterback that they wanted. Now, they may well have their eye on a you know, what could be a big-time tight end. That's a scary team.
The Brock trading up for Brock Bowers doesn't terrify me. It's not great, but...
I don't know. I like him a lot. I like him a lot more than you do.
No, I like him. I just don't like tight ends in the top 10. Yeah. Like, there's literally not one example where it looks good in the last 19 years.
But there's a lot of tight ends that have been transcendent in the second and third round.
Yeah. But Bowers, you're giving up prime.
All right, so now all the pigs are showing
now
up.
Now there's talk about the New York Jets.
Now all the pigs are showing up on the text board. They Googled their picture.
Yeah.
Kelsey
Kramer. There you go. You heard it here first.
Got a bunch of pigs here. Yes, she's an attractive young woman.
Yeah. Kramer bomb. Yeah. You're on... In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
We need to have more Kramer bombs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Kramer from Seinfeld, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Your guy.
You're going to love the...
Isn't that your guy, Kramer from Seinfeld?
I like Jerry.
You like Jerry?
Yeah.
Kramer wasn't your favorite?
Oh, he's good. He's great.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to love the Curb finale.
The The Curb Your Enthusiasm finale?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check that out.
Excellent.
Yeah, normally I've watched Curb at this point. I don't know what's going on.
We've had a lot going
on in my life.
Basketball last night.
Basketball, Astros. Mm-hmm. But typically I can fit in Curb. Curb's been fit. Maybe I'm just trying to prolong it because I don't want this to end.
Yeah, it's the series finale.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Hardly knew you.
I always wanted him to get back with his wife. Just tell me that doesn't happen. You can spoil it.
I can't tell you anything.
No, you can spoil it. Just tell me he doesn't get back with his wife.
I can't tell you anything.
Come on.
No.
Just tell me. Just confirm it.
No.
John, come on.
Let me ask you this.
Just confirm that he's not going to get back with his wife.
Let me ask you this.
I was hoping that would happen. Do I have to see that annoying girl?
Which one?
That
Susie?
Was the actress?
Oh, no. The Hispanic girl?
Yeah.
No.
Thank God.
See her.
She was. What was that?
It was awkward.
What were we doing?
Did you watch Seinfeld all the way to the end?
No.
Okay, well then you...
Bits and pieces.
Okay. That's all I can say.
What do you mean?
That's all I can say.
Does Jerry make an appearance?
That's all I can say.
It must have been the Seinfeld reunion or something.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Did somebody die?
So this guy just establishes a better show than Seinfeld, and then all of a sudden the finale, he has to make it a Seinfeld thing.
I didn't say
Thanks
that.
Thanks a lot.
I
Thanks
didn't
a
say
lot,
that.
Larry.
Look at you.
He's
jumping
corny now.
Look at you jumping to conclusions.
He's corny now. I'm not even a fan anymore.
I didn't say that. I didn't even come close to saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw you, Larry. Done with him.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness gracious.
God, these guys are
Someone says Kramer was the racist. We're talking about him on the show. We're not talking about his stand-up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't hold us accountable to the Laugh Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. He was good in Problem Child.
Are you talking about
too.
That Kramer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to see if it travels well with time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Kramer,
mm-hmm.
Michael Richards, Problem Child.
Never saw it.
What?
Never saw Problem Child.
Don't tell me you didn't either.
I saw it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see if that travels.
I only saw it like twice, though.
John Ritter.
I'm looking it up. I do remember it, but I never saw it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I bet
yeah.
it travels great.
Yeah.
Where can I watch Problem Child? Can you look up where I can watch Problem Child?
I'm not going to look up where you can watch Problem Child. Anywhere on your TV, I'm sure.
Come on, man.
It wasn't a great movie.
By the way, you got a lot of booms upset.
How's that?
Thanks a lot, John.
How did I do that?
Because they didn't like the end of Seinfeld.
I just said.
Thanks a lot, dude, for bringing up bad memories.
I didn't say anything about that.
Thank you.
It's completely stupid.
Now you got a lot of your boom following right. pissed.
The way that you people, and yes, I mean you people, put like jump to conclusions. I didn't say. I said all I said was
no. They're ticked off with the way Seinfeld ended. Well, not that you spoiled, but they don't like that you're bringing up things that
I
scarred them in
up.
Their life.
I said, did you watch it all the way to the end? That's a big difference.
Which was more disappointing, the end of Seinfeld or the eclipse?
That's a close one. That's a very close one. The end of Seinfeld was not good.
Yeah. Coming up next, let's get petty. If we haven't already, let's play petty. Do you think Dusty Baker wants good things for the Astros? Do you think Bill O'Brien is rooting for the Texans? And do you think Bryce Young is enjoying the success of CJ Stroud? It is time to play petty next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.